Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good morning, everybody. It's great to be here with you. I hope you're all enjoying the Olympics. It's been so fun to watch Canada. And, you know, since the last Olympics, it's really helped this getting them to the podium with a little extra money their way. And I hope we can all support them because it's really wonderful. And it's a proud day to be a Canadian, always, every day. We've got a lot of great Canadians on the show today. We're going to talk to Kate Campbell later on. She's going to be here with The Home Show. And you probably know her from The Homes on Home Shows and Disaster Decks and Deck Wars. She's going to talk about women in the trades. And that's a real growing industry and one that maybe you or maybe your kids or grandkids would like to get into. Also, Karen Eby is going to be joining us talking about a Sniffinar she's holding for your dog. Maybe it's right for you're going to learn more about that. And Anita from Willow Stream Spa is going to talk about spa etiquette because, you know, a lot of us got gift certificates yesterday and maybe we don't know how much to tip or, you know, exactly how we conduct ourselves in a spa. And she's going to give us some tips on that. But off the top, you know, food is a big part of February. It's Heart Month, but also Valentine's Day. And sometimes people overindulge. And we want to talk to Jody Robinson, who is a registered dietitian, about, you know, ways to, you know, maybe eat a little leaner and maybe save a little money while we're doing it. Welcome to the show, Jody.
Thank you very much.
It's nice to talk with you. I was looking at your website, and you've got lots of great ideas for people there. But tell us, you know, this time of month, you know, we may have overindulged at Valentine's Day because sometimes we think chocolates and lots of rich food is a way to keep the romance alive. But you have some ideas to be cost effective and also make great meals this month.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And, you know, it is that Valentine's Day weekend. And like you said, it's that time marked with delicious treats and indulgent dinners. And from what I witnessed from many of my clients, it's a time for sliding a little bit back off of our back to our old habits. So many of us start the new year with that resolution to eat healthier and to exercise. But actually, about 40% of us are going to give up this month. So it kind of makes us wonder, is Cupid to blame? But there's absolutely many options that people can take to keep that committed feeling towards good health and do it in a way that's not complicated and it's not going to break the budget.
And a lot of people that don't ever have an issue with weight or eating too much maybe don't get this point, but a lot of people who are constantly dieting or trying to keep it in check, you know, when it comes to an occasion, whether it's a birthday, so we've got Christmas, maybe there's a birthday, maybe there's Valentine's Day, you know, it's any kind of reason to kind of get off the wagon again. And it just sort of happens, and then we can start that slide. So today being the 15th, we can start to kind of reel that in again. And maybe, and when you're married too, I'm sure you find that the two of you will eat the same way, and that can affect both of your weights.
Yeah, absolutely. And I see that with clients a lot. And first of all, we have to realize that what's important is to make those small changes. And when the holidays come along, we sometimes get caught up in that excitement. So by keeping things realistic, it's more likely that you're going to be able to experience that long-term success. And especially with this weekend, I like telling people that really the most loving thing that you can do for yourselves and those that you love is to keep health a priority and make that commitment.
I don't know if you watch some of these shows, but, you know, the 600-pound life, whatever. I mean, this is a show because there's so many people who are morbidly obese now. And, you know, it's easy to go, oh, well, look at them. But, you know, really, our society is growing in epidemic ways. So we do have to keep control of our weight and what we're eating. So how do we start that process? Is it once a week shopping, planning our meals? What would you suggest to your clients?
Okay, so the first thing I definitely say is, you know, there's many shortcuts available to help maximize your nutrition. And we're all busy, right? That's the main thing I see coming up is that we make these big, huge goals, and then we find that they're not realistic, and we get deterred by our hectic lifestyle, then we feel discouraged, and then we fall off that wagon. So I always encourage people, number one is to plan ahead. So getting to the grocery store and having those key healthy staples on hand is just as important as any other task on our to-do list. And step two, I say, is choose your foods wisely. So there's tons of delicious but still incredibly healthy meals that you can help to supercharge your diet. So, for instance, foods like almonds, berries, green tea, dark chocolate. They contain antioxidants that help boost our immune system and defend against free radicals. And we also, too, you're mentioning about weight management. It's absolutely key. And with that, a huge thing is portion control. Mm-hmm. That's portion control even of the healthy foods, right? So we want to make sure that we're eating till we're satisfied. And part of what can help us feel satisfied for longer is a key nutrient called protein. And people hear a lot about protein, and it absolutely is a key nutrient, helps us feel full for longer. So protein-rich foods like almonds, yogurt, cheese, eggs, and a new product I've been recently introduced to called Amore Almonds and Dairy. It's a unique blend of milk and roasted almonds. So it gives you that excellent source of protein and extra calcium and more B12 than we'll find in regular milk. So by incorporating some of these everyday foods into our everyday meals, people are going to be able to maximize their nutrition.
Because it really is about taste and texture. So if there's a crunch or a sweet or whatever it may be, it doesn't have to be always the bad sort of snacks. You can find those ways around it with, like you say, the almonds and some of these other things on the shelves these days.
Absolutely. I think that the trick is to make food fun. So I see with a lot of my clients, they just have this perception, too, that healthy food, oh, it's just rabbit food, or it's not going to be tasting great. But that's not the case at all. I think about things like smoothies. There's so many different ways you can make a smoothie. You can even add a little bit of chocolate. You can do a chocolate banana smoothie. Or for the Valentine's Day weekend, why not make like a romantic red smoothie where you're putting frozen strawberries and raspberries, blended with your favorite milk beverage, and then serve it in a red cup with a red straw. So there's many ways to kind of make those foods fun that are more enticing but still keeping within the context of a healthy diet.
And you have to also know, though, don't you, Jody, that if you're the kind of person that likes a smoothie or you'd rather kind of crunch your calories, because sometimes liquid calories aren't the ones you like as much.
Well, that is definitely the case, and you always have to go with what your preferences are. So if smoothies, you know, aren't your favorite thing to do, even though they can definitely be a way to create a lot of volume without a lot of calories in them when you're adding things like fruit and lower-calorie, lower-fat milk beverages. But if you prefer in terms of, like, thinking about your meals, the same thing applies to, like, how can you maximize that? Throwing in a lot of fruits and vegetables. Again, if you're thinking about how to keep it romantic and fun for the Valentine's Day weekend, why not make a theme of like a red meal? You could do mashed red potatoes. You could do a salad with red cabbage and red onions. And just think about how to kind of create that fun and that excitement, choosing the foods that you love and what your preferences are.
And I see on your website, too, you talk about, you know, of course, the sodas and the sugar and also the starches. So are these two things you can do today to kind of maybe knock out of the meals for February to kind of get the waistline a little more back in shape?
Well, I wouldn't say necessarily ever knock something out completely, because sometimes when we say we can't have something, that's when we want it the most. But definitely, you know, watching where you're drinking like those high-calorie pops and sodas, you're not going to get much of a filling effect from that. Sometimes we overdo it with some of our favorite foods, whether it be pasta or spaghetti. But you can also include those, but try to find it in a portion meal. So I always say choose half of your plate vegetables, because they're going to be those low-calorie, very filling foods. And then you're going to have your protein-rich food, and then you're going to have your grain or whole grain or starch. But we're having it, again, that moderation, that balance. And we're still then having the foods that we love, but we're having it in a balanced way that's going to promote weight management and promote good health in terms of getting the nutrients that we need.
When we come back, we'll talk more with Jody, and then we'll be also joined by Anita from Willow Stream Spa. Back in a moment.
Traffic got you down. We'll get you up and going with more traffic more often. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
It's rough in the MasterChef Canada kitchen.
Monday on CTV's MasterChef Canada.
The knife slips and just cuts through.
A kitchen catastrophe.
Oh, God, medic.
Puts a home cook in danger.
That looks serious. Yeah. Is it bad?
I can't finish now.
And someone ends up on the chopping block.
Are you feeling the pressure?
I'm cooking to save my life.
We're down to the final 13. MasterChef Canada, all new, Monday at 8 on CTV. Brought to you in part by Kraft Shredded 3-Cheese Pizza Blend. It's perfect for pizza.
This is Talk Radio on Save on Foods, and we're talking RRSPs, first caller.
Hey, is it better to pay down my mortgage or max out my RRSP?
Well, I'm no financial whiz, but where do you shop?
Where do I?
Yeah, because if you're not shopping at Save on Foods, you're not maxing out your savings.
Okay.
Save on Foods has over 2,000 items on sale in the flyer, plus over 5,000 in-store specials you can bank on every week. So when it comes to investing your hard-earned dollar, the smart money's on Save on Foods. Talk about savings.
This sale is for the birds and the people who love them. The Winter Bird Food Sale at Wild Birds Unlimited. Right now, save 10% on all bird food products. And buy four suet and get the fifth one free. That's a 20% savings. The Winter Bird Food Sale is happening now at Wild Birds Unlimited.
We bring people and nature together.
In the heart of the Shelburne Valley.
Her mom's purse was just lying there. Nancy reached in and took a cigarette. She just grabbed it out, and then we snuck up to her attic. Oh, our hearts were pounding. We had time for one drag, and then we thought we heard someone. So we ran to the washroom and flushed it, but that bitter taste lingered. I've been trying and trying to quit for 20 years. This time, I'm finally ready to quit.
Quitting isn't easy. Talk to your doctor about non-nicotine prescription options to help you successfully quit.
We are back with Jody Robinson, who is a registered dietitian, talking about Heart Month and keeping the romance alive, lean on your wallet and on your tummy. Now, Jody, when we're going to go out shopping, do we go out once a week? Is that best so we kind of get everything and make a meal plan for the week and we know what we're going to eat so we have all those ingredients, all the stuff and the crispers there, all the meats and proteins we need is already there?
Sure. I mean, definitely ideally going at least once a week. And I say, look and see what you already have in your cupboards, in your fridge, in your freezer first, because we always tend to forget what's in there. And then from there, kind of make a list, make a bit of a menu plan for the week, and then go out and make sure that you have those staples for the week. So when you come through the middle of the week, you're not going to be totally caught saying, oh my gosh, what am I going to have? And that's when you're maybe running out and choosing something that's expensive and not as good for health, from a restaurant. And then we want to make sure that, as we were mentioning, we want to be as cost effective as possible. So that's why you want to take those everyday recipes, if possible, and just kind of spice them up a little bit. So even this weekend, it could be something like making French toast. It's so simple and easy, but if you make it a little bit different, maybe with some cinnamon and spice it up maybe with some maple-infused apples, and all of a sudden it becomes much more exciting and more fun, but it's still just as cost effective.
And that's kind of fun, isn't it? Now with all the recipes online, you really can really be a better at-home cook, because there's all kinds of ideas that aren't that hard that you can look up and add something and kind of surprise yourself even how good your home cooking can be.
Oh, absolutely. And I hear it time and time again, but I also hear, like, what is easy? I need it simple. I don't have half an hour to be making something in the kitchen. And I'm like that exactly myself, so that's what I specialize in. And I have lots of recipes that I give to my clients. And I'm always scouting out and looking, where can I find some great new recipes? So one of the new websites that I'm recommending based on the new Amore Almonds Plus Dairy product is just amoredairy.com. And there's lots of great recipes there. But again, if you're just looking for cost-effective, very easy to make, again, you can search online and find some great sites.
And, you know, for your daily menu for, you know, your loved ones, whether it's your husband or your kids, what kind of a day do you look at as a registered dietitian with your three meals and snacks? I know everybody's different in the calorie counts, but what kind of day do you look at basically as a meal plan? What kind of ideas can you offer out for your daily plan?
Oh, that's a great question. So definitely, like, we've heard it time and time again that breakfast is the most important meal of the day. So we need to start that out right. So it can be simple, though. It can be that smoothie idea. It can be a bowl of cereal. But don't just make it a plain bowl of cereal. Throw on maybe some seeds on there, like some ground flaxseed or chia seed. Throw on some berries. Make sure that you're having that high protein milk beverage along with it, so it's going to maximize your nutrition. Maybe for lunchtime, we're thinking about, let's get those vegetables in. So can we make, maybe on the weekend, we made a batch of homemade vegetable soup, and therefore it's going to be quick and easy during the weekdays. Maybe we're having a sandwich, making sure that we're using whole grain breads, and again, throwing some vegetables, maybe some lean proteins on there. Our snacks, we want them filled with fruits and vegetables, and grab-and-go items that are quick. So it can be a handful of nuts would be be a great idea, or perhaps a piece of cheese or some yogurt. And then for dinner, my number one thing I advise is the plate model. So half a plate vegetables, quarter grain or starch, and quarter protein. And that's going to be able to make sure that you're keeping it not complicated, but you're getting the nutrition that you need.
And ease up on the snacking at night.
Yes, absolutely. And I think hopefully I conveyed the message that if you set yourself up well through the day with having those regular meals and healthy snacks, you're not going to be so starving at nighttime. And that's probably one of the number one things I see with my clients is that they do that kind of overeating and the less healthy options at night just because they didn't set themselves up right for the day. But with that planning, take a little bit of investment on the weekends to kind of plan your meal through the week and get things set up so they're easy to grab, so you're not rushing in the mornings. You're going to be feeling so much better energy-wise throughout every day.
Well, Jody, I'm going to try some of those Amore almonds. They sound delicious, and it was great talking to you. If you want more information about Jody, you can contact me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. And I hope to talk to you again, Jody.
Okay, thank you so much for having me on.
Take care. We're talking about food, and you know, in February, Valentine's Day, of course, we have the great meals, and then we, of course, go to the spa. Maybe we've got a gift certificate. Anita Vorsley is here from Willow Stream Spa at the Fairmont Empress, and what do we do at the spa? What's the etiquette? How much do we tip? Do we have to be quiet? When do we arrive? Lena, you're going to answer all these questions for us, aren't you?
Absolutely, we are.
Okay, so tipping. What is standard? Because, you know, we don't know in restaurants, you know, the tax is added. What is the standard?
Exactly. And a lot of people, this is why we wanted to talk about these things today, because this can actually take away from the relaxation factor you have when you come to the spa, when you have all these questions and you're not sure and you're thinking about them.
So you feel like a bumpkin.
That's right. So tipping, we always normally like to say, it's similar to restaurants, kind of between 10 and 20%, mm-hmm. and really based on how you enjoyed your treatment. So it's not a guaranteed, it's not, it has to be this much or this much. It really is based on how you enjoyed your treatment and your whole experience in the spa. And we do generally like to say between 10 and 20%. It's totally at the discretion, at your discretion.
You don't have to have that in cash either.
Absolutely,
they will get to
no.
Them, right?
They will get it. They will get it, whether you put it on your credit card or your debit card or cash. Absolutely. It all goes to the guest.
Okay, so what we wear, you know, I guess if we're getting a pedicure, I know you have your great new pedicure station there. We should wear flip-flops?
Well, when I say what do you wear, it really think about what it is that you're having. Mm-hmm. So if you are coming and you're just coming in to have a pedicure, maybe a skirt isn't the best option. You know, if you have some pants that can be rolled up really easily, rolled back down.
Not too tight
because they do, you know, you do get a scrub and massage on your legs. Same thing with your footwear. You know, if you're going somewhere directly after a pedicure, it might be a little bit of a problem if you have boots on and your toes are going to be wet for a little while after. So kind of planning for things like that. When it comes to actually having body treatments or facials or massages, generally you are in a robe. We want you to come in early and relax before your treatment, and then we have spa robes for you to use. And a lot of people are really unsure, what do you wear under the robe?
Oh, yeah.
And
all
we,
your clothes.
We like to say to undress to your level of comfort. Ideally, we'd like nothing under the robe because it makes it easier for the providers to actually perform the treatments when they're not having to work around articles of clothing, but they absolutely can. And if it's going to make you, again, if it's going to make you stressed out, you know, to not have an article of clothing on underneath, then we absolutely encourage people to wear that so that they are relaxed when they come in.
Well, you know, I wear my clothes in the shower, so, but, you know, it is something, once you get used to it, it is wonderful, right? And there isn't like a convention of people, like, you know, guys don't get together and laugh about your clients. This is something, it's your profession, and you're not judging people.
Absolutely. That's the other point I was going to make, is that our staff are absolutely professionals, and they're actually trained. We actually do quite a bit of training on what we call draping. So making sure that when clients are on the beds and having massages or whatever it is, that they are all completely covered and feeling secure.
It's amazing how they do that.
How they just flow with the sheets and a little tuck here and a little tuck there.
It's like a magic trick.
It's like a magic trick. It is, but it does make you feel that much more comfortable.
You don't think
the sheet's going to fall off or the duvet is going to drape off the bed one way and you might be exposed. You are never exposed when you're at the spa.
And it's so relaxing and such a great thing to do for yourself, for your partner, to be relaxed and having a massage.
Absolutely. And this is something that we had kind of discussed, and how, you know, it's a lot of talk about romance at this time of the year, and stress can really ruin romance.
Yeah, absolutely.
It really can. And so part of, I think, Valentine's Day is a nice thing you can do for your partner is somehow alleviate some of that stress, whatever it is, you know, whether it's having to drive the kids somewhere, whether it's what's going to be for dinner, whether it's what are you going to do, alleviate
that. It's a long list.
There's a long list, I know, yeah, there's a long list. And if you can alleviate some of that stress, I think that really ups the romance factor.
Absolutely. Well, this might up it or down it, I'm not sure, waxing. It's huge, right, this whole waxing thing.
It is huge, and a lot of people, again, back to the fact that we are professionals, that it's okay to talk about it. We are used to answering questions, you know, when people phone and want to know what types of waxing we do, or they want a certain thing and they're not sure how to ask. That we are professionals, and this is what we do, and we can answer any questions. And
yes,
if there's something that we don't do, we can tell you where you can get it done.
And don't have your girlfriends do your waxing, because that could be disastrous.
And do not have your girlfriends do your waxing.
And painful.
It's painful. It can be very awkward if things go wrong.
And, I got some stories, Anita. I wish I could tell you right now, but
I can't. I've got some stories, too, I wish I could tell you.
Okay, we'll save
that's
a cocktail. Okay. Noise levels. Like, some people like a chatty place, and some people like it quiet. What is the protocol?
Yes. Well, when we're in the actual spa itself, you know, we call it our spa voices. We like everyone to relax, and it's not relaxing when you're in a room and somebody's walking by and talking at the top of their lungs. So we like everyone to just be respectful of everyone else's rest and relaxation when they're actually in the spa. And there are areas that we have, you know, in our mineral pool and the guest lounge and the change rooms where you can socialize more and laugh and joke. And that's why we're so excited that we have our new nail boutique now, because that's more of a social area.
So Rachel and I went. It's fantastic. It's beautiful.
Yes. And it's a great place, like I said, for mothers and daughters, girlfriends, you know, stagettes.
Lots
of fun. Couples that if they want to sit and, you know, have a little snack and chat and laugh, it's the perfect place for that.
But the spa is like going to heaven. It's kind of like, oh,
it's like going to heaven.
Nice.
And we like people
how
to
I want heaven to be.
Voices when they're in the
oh,
spa.
It's so lovely. And if people want to know more about the Willow Stream Spa, how would they do that?
They can contact our relaxation team at 250-995-4650.
And of course, another thing, Anita, no cell phones, right?
No cell phones. You know, part of it is we say it's the relaxation factor. You can't be relaxed when you're completely connected.
No.
And also for the respect and the privacy of our other guests. You know, some people don't feel relaxed when they see other people on their phones because it reminds them that they don't have their phone.
Yeah, and we can forget about that for a while. And when you go home, do you like it noisy, or like after being in that environment all day, what's your environment like at home?
My environment, I like it pretty quiet actually when I go home. And the spa really is all about the senses. Right? It's about what you see, what you feel, what you smell. So I kind of like to recreate that environment for myself. You know, when I come home, I don't like really bright lights. I have some of my favorite smells that I like to put a couple drops of the oil into one of those little burners. And
you're single?
And I'm single.
Good Lord. What a catch.
That's another show, Patty. That's a whole other show.
Oh, my gosh, Anita. Well, you sound like a great catch. And thank you for all the great ideas about spa etiquette, because I think it's something we don't talk about because we feel like, oh, we should know these things. But thank you very much.
My pleasure.
We'll talk to you again next month when we come back. We're going to talk to Kate Campbell from Deck Disasters and Deck Wars and Homes and Homes, back in a few.
When you are ready to hire your next realtor, make sure Kathleen Blair and myself, Gary McInnes, are on your interview list. Combining for over 33 years of experience, we provide cutting-edge tech answers and good old-fashioned service. Call me direct at 250-727-1037 to discuss this interesting real estate market. Gary, Kathleen, and Blair McInnes, Pemberton Homes Limited, the island's oldest independent real estate firm. Call now, 250-727-1037.
It's rough in the MasterChef Canada kitchen.
Monday on CTV's MasterChef Canada.
The knife slips and just cuts through.
A kitchen catastrophe.
Oh, God, medic.
Puts a home cook in danger.
That looks serious. Is it bad?
I can't finish now.
And someone ends up on the chopping block.
Are you feeling the pressure?
I'm cooking to save my life.
We're down to the final 13. MasterChef Canada, all new, Monday at 8 on CTV. Brought to you in part by Kraft Shredded 3-Cheese Pizza Blend. It's perfect for pizza.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good morning, John Spur with CFAX 1070 News. A swine disease group says a deadly virus spreading among Canadian piglets could have been worse. The Canadian Swine Health Board's Robert Harding says the outbreak of porcine epidemic virus in the U.S. last May gave the industry a heads up to improve biosecurity. This week has seen a suspected case on Prince Edward Island, along with one confirmed instance of the virus in Manitoba. Meanwhile, Ontario has added two more locations to its list of farms testing positive for PED, bringing the total to 16. The virus poses no health risk to people. Transport Canada has quietly released the findings of a government-commissioned rail safety working group. The three reports came out late last evening with the House of Commons off for the week. The data deals with classification issues for flammable products, emergency response issues, and means of containment. The working group says more needs to be done to ensure the safety of tank cars used to transport crude oil through Canadian communities. A local civic party is suing Vancouver's mayor over what they claim is a conflict of interest issue, and the mayor they want to be fired for it. Diane Banke has more.
Cedar Party leader Glenn Chernin, along with a group of others, are suing Gregor Robertson over the lease of a city building to social media company Hootsuite. The lawsuit claims that the mayor and Hootsuite's CEO are good friends, and Robertson received substantial campaign assistance during his re-election bid in 2011 from the company. Chernin says the handling of 5 East 8th Avenue was a conflict of interest by Robertson.
The tender was solely for the purchase of the property. So after that, the city refused the 4 offers they had, and the property was not retendered for lease, which runs contrary to what the administration report indicates what they voted on. They claim that it was advertised on a for sale and for lease basis.
Chernin says Robertson has 21 days to respond. None of these allegations have been proven in court. Diane Banke, Vancouver.
Robertson has yet to comment on the issue. Direct talks between the Syrian government and the opposition have made no progress. The talks lasted less than half an hour and no date has been set for another session. Louay Safi with the Syrian National Council says the Syrian government has refused to accept the agenda for the next round of talks. More than 3,000 people have reportedly been killed this month, even as the talks were being held in Geneva. A Southern California man is recovering after being attacked outside his home in Palmdale by a camel. The victim's daughter, Skylar Dosenbach, says the camel belongs to a zoo next door to their home that has had a few animals escape recently. Dosenbach says her father is okay, thanks to a good Samaritan.
Neighbor came out, who saw the commotion and got the camel away from him. And then the camel actually started chasing them and they had to jump in a car and the camel was running around after everybody.
Dosenbach says the neighbors rushed her dad to the hospital where he's being treated for severe head lacerations. That's CFAX News to 11:33. CFAX weather currently sitting at 7 degrees, a little bit cloudy right now. Should remain cloudy throughout the rest of the day, 40% chance of showers throughout the afternoon, reaching a high of 8 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, 60% chance of showers, winds gusting southeast, 60 to 80 kilometers an hour, and a low of 4 degrees. And then tomorrow, periods of rain throughout the day, winds are back again, gusting 50 to 70 kilometers an hour, and a high of 8 degrees. I'm John Spur. It's happening. It's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Now, Lifestyle with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
We are back, and joining us is Kate Campbell. She's going to be here at the Victoria Home Show later this month. And, of course, you've seen her on many shows on HGTV, Deck Disasters, or is that Disaster Decks? Deck Wars with Mike Holmes on Homes on Homes. And she's here, and she's going to talk about women in the trades. And she had quite a route to get here and is going to tell her story. How are you, Kate?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Now, a lot of people know you because, you know, you're a beautiful woman, for one thing, and you're a great carpenter.
Well, thank you very much. I I think people hopefully know me more for the skills that I have, but it is also, thank you very much for the compliment.
Well, I think what it does though, Kate, is that, you know, you stand out because, you know, it's amazing the work you do, and it's a great to be in the trades, and I think you're a great ambassador for that because you're noticeable.
That is true, especially being the only woman on a job site for the most part.
And how is that? How do the guys treat you?
The guys are amazing. The guys that I work with on Decked Out and Disaster Decks, it is.
They're basically
like my brothers. So they're very supportive, they're protective, and they know that I'm in a unique situation with being a woman in the trades. So they're extremely supportive and encouraging of me going out and talking about being in the trades and supporting other women.
Well, I
trades.
See Paul, and I love Paul. He's great. And, you know, it's a really good show, and the product's amazing, and you work through some tough conditions sometimes, and it's not easy work with the, you know, the things you have to go through. And you guys go out and talk to people because you both come from different angles at it. Paul, you know, he dropped out of school. It wasn't his thing,
yeah.
And he had some issues. And you had great grades, but, you know, kind of traveled and tried things. And, you know, everybody kind of tries to stick university on you, but that's not for everybody.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that I really like to talk about is that I was stereotypically the person that would be going to university. I graduated with a 92% academic average,
wow.
And when I went into the guidance counselor for some guidance, it wasn't an option. I asked her for some direction, and it was basically, what university do you want to go to, not what do you want to do? And that's not her fault. It's what we're fed through school, is that if you're going to be successful, you're going to go to university. And
I think you're absolutely right. And, mm-hmm. you know, you know, whether we have groceries, there's funerals, there's building, these are things that, you know, we're always going to need tradespeople. You know,
mm-hmm.
not everybody's going to need to have a university degree or need those jobs. So, I mean, it's nothing against that, but we need
nope.
people in the trades, especially now. And we're lucky here in Victoria because Camosun College has an amazing program. And thankfully,
mm-hmm.
it's getting out to a lot more people that this is not like a fallback. This is a great
no.
option.
Exactly. It's not a consolation prize.
No.
It's not a secondary option. And,
absolutely not.
And that's what I love hearing is people having conversations about it, because I believe that more and more people are realizing that the trades are a viable option and it isn't a secondary option. And the more that people go out and talk about the trades and how much they love being in the trades, like I wake up every day and I love my job.
Oh, that's
and
good.
I never would have actually considered a job in the trades coming out of high school. And I think that that's the problem, is that we need to start at a very fundamental level and get people talking to kids about trades and encouraging them to use their hands and get involved and maybe not put such an emphasis on university. And don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking university either. There's obviously a great need for people with university educations, but I'm just saying that there is other options.
But we need to start that earlier in life, so that we're talking
yes.
about these things. Not when we're 18 and we don't know what to do, but when 14 and, you know, in middle school, that we're kind of starting these conversations and seeing, because I think it's an art form. My brother's an electrician and I was a
mm-hmm.
builder. And I think that, you know, when you see people build things, it really is an art form.
It is. And for the builder, like it's so rewarding to me. At the end of the day, I can see something tangible in front of me that I've personally built. And just that satisfaction, it's so rewarding.
Now, I was looking at you on Facebook and Twitter, and, you know, your own house, you're working on stuff. That
mm-hmm.
must be pretty neat, to not only for other people, but yourself. You can work on your own home.
Exactly. And when I was first starting to get into the trades, my mom kind of said to me, she's like, well, you know, Kate, you can use these skills someday down the road in your own house, even if you don't get into a career in the trades. They're great to know. And that's exactly what's happened, except for I'm also doing it as a full-time career. But I come home from work and I have a house that I bought a fixer-upper, so I can fix up my own house. And I've flipped houses. And it just opens up a whole new world of options for income or even just for pleasure. Like, I love working on my own place.
And so. Having a scotch, I see, too.
So you have been followed.
I'm a creeper.
Yeah. My boyfriend and I are very, we like our good scotches.
Well, I think it's smart. And it sounds like you have a smart mom, too, who really, You know, I think she put it in front of you about the trades, and that's great that your mom gave you option, was like, you have to do this because you got this grade, you have to go on to this career.
Exactly, and that was one of the key things for me, is that my parents were both very encouraging of whatever decision I made. They didn't put any restrictions, or they didn't enforce their own ideas of what would make me successful onto me. So I could just make my own choices. And my mom was actually the one that took the newspaper clipping out to encourage me to go to the Women in Skilled Trades course, which got me into the trades.
That's great. So Kate, we come back here. I want to talk also about your charity work. You've got a great hike coming up, and how you give back, and a little bit more about being Victoria at the end of the month. Back in a couple.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
You might have to start paying to park in downtown Victoria in the evening.
Stephen Reed, infamous bank robber and man behind a 1999 shootout in James Bay, is out on day parole.
Canadian athletes won another gold and another bronze medal today in Sochi.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Information alert! Dodds Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodds prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery. Information alert! 100% locally owned and operated Dodds Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at DoddsFurniture.com.
You've heard the stories. Smart, skilled immigrants who come to BC to build a new life, who only need to improve their English skills to make a big contribution to our economy and communities. But our governments are shutting the door on thousands by cutting English as a second language programs at Camosun College. You can help restore government funding for this essential program by joining us on Facebook at Friends of ESL. A message from the Federation of Post-Secondary Educators, the BCGEU, and the Canadian Federation of Students BC.
When someone you love needs home care, you want them to see familiar, friendly faces. Verity Home Care is a 24-hour service known for giving elders personalized care. Hi, I'm Deborah Morrow, president of Verity Health Resources, a professional, full-service home support company. Call us for your free consultation today. Remember, at Verity, the nurse is always in. Call now at 216-4181 or online at veritihealth.ca and ask about our veterans discount, 216-4181.
Nominations are now being accepted for the CFAX 1070 Community Awards. Once again, we're honoring outstanding Victorians in sports, arts, community, business, teamwork, youth, safety, and announcing our Citizen of the Year. To make your nominations, go to CFAX1070.com. Deadline for nominations is March 28th at 4 p.m. The Gala Awards ceremony is May 8th at the Westin Bear Mountain Resort. The CFAX 1070 Community Awards, a proud Victorian tradition.
We are back with Kate Campbell. She's going to be here at the Victoria Home Show later in the month. And Kate, Damon Bennett is also going to be here. Do you know him also from Homes on Homes?
I do, and I actually haven't really been keeping in contact with him, so it's going to be a great little reunion.
No kidding. Now, he's got a show coming up, and do you have a new show as well?
We do. It's called Custom Built, and now we're moving away from decks a little bit, and we're going to be doing interior renovation type jobs, which is nice. Oh. I'm getting back into my roots. I started in the renovation industry, so nice to get back into that.
That's great. And you're going to be here what days then, Kate, for the home show?
February 28th, which is the Friday, and March 1st is the Saturday. I believe I'm speaking, I'm not sure what time on February, but sometime in the February 28th in the evening, and then noon, March 1st.
It goes until March 2nd, the home show, and it's always great. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had Brian Bobler on the show in the past and others, and it really is a great event, and it'll be wonderful to see you and Damon out here.
And I'm so excited to come.
Yeah, have you been to Victoria before?
I have not, but my brother actually, he lives in Nanaimo, so he moved out there about 8 months and 8 months ago, and I've never actually been to BC, so this is going to be great. I'm going to be able to see him as well.
Well, I think you're going to really enjoy it. So what tips can you give people if they want to get into the trades? What is your first step to finding out more about it?
It was fairly easy for me because we have this Women in Skilled Trades course that kind of, it was a pre-apprenticeship program, so it gave me access to tools. I would say maybe just ask questions, look into local programs, talk to people that are in the trades and ask them what they love about it, how they got into it, see what kind of courses are available, even if there's workshops at your local hardware store. I basically found something in the newspaper with this program, and that's how I got into the trades. But
I know my nephew in high school, you know, there's great programs in high school that can actually get you your first year and all that kind of stuff. So I know here, Camosun College is a great way to start and ask your counselor at school. Now, you're going to be doing, you do a lot of charity, and tell us about what's happening later this month.
So after I come out there for my 2-day trip, on March 2nd, leave for Tanzania, Africa, to climb Mount Kilimanjaro with WaterCan, which is a Canadian water sanitization charity that goes into Kenya and Tanzania and sets up water filtration centers, water sanitization centers, and basically does like overall sanitization education within the villages that they're set up in. So that's
and how did you get
exciting.
Into that, Kate? Well, how did you choose that charity?
I was involved with a plumbing product that they actually donated some of their proceeds towards this charity. So when I found out about the Kilimanjaro climb, I wanted to jump on board right away. I'm a little bit of a traveler and I like adventure. So climbing Mount Kilimanjaro was on my bucket list to begin with. So things just kind of fell into place and I like to go with the flow. So.
And you must be in good shape too, because that's quite a hike.
Well, that's one of the benefits of being in the trades.
There you go. Double duty.
Exactly.
So my friend Matt just came back, and it's a great hike, but something that will stay with you forever. And how do people help you if they want to donate to the charity to help you with that project?
They can go to WaterCan's site. I have a personal page set up on WaterCan's site. It's www.watercan.ca, and then you can access the climbers page from there. And my goal is to raise $10,000. I'm at about $4,000, but I have a big fundraising event coming up at the end of this month and should be able to reach my goal.
Well, I hope you do, Kate. I think you're a great inspiration for young people and women getting into the trades. And I hope people come out to see you at the home show, which is February 28th to March 2nd.
Thanks so much, Patty.
Well, great talking to you, Kate. Have a great day.
Great talking to you, too.
Okay, take good care.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Now we're going to change gears here because we've been talking about all kinds of stuff on the show. We've talked about food, and we've talked about spas, and we've talked about the trades. Now we're going to talk about you and your pet. Joining me is Karen Eby. How are you, Karen?
Hey, fine. How are you?
Excellent. Karen Eby is someone I've known a long time, a Victorian that now lives in Olympia. She is the canine tutor, and she's a breeder of Spring Spaniels and also does extensive work on all kinds of areas of training of dogs. And a sniffinar you're going to have in Victoria, and I know you're going to put it out there if people want to know more about it, maybe come and see you next week. What is a sniffinar, Karen?
A sniffinar. I'm involved, as a matter of fact, right now. I'm a volunteer coordinator at a trial. I'm at a nose work trial right now. It's the largest and fastest growing sport, dog sport, right now in the U.S. and I believe in Canada as well.
Wow.
And what it is, it's based on detection work, and it's for pet dogs. So instead of sniffing bombs, because we don't want dogs or people being blown up, we use different odors. So like at level one, we use birch. And level two, we use anise. Level three is clove. So, and then there's a Canadian entity as well in Toronto that has started, and they have different odors. So it's all based on a dog's nose. And I wish you could be here today. It's pouring rain, and we have everything from papillons to elk hounds to shepherds to cockers doing this. And as a matter of fact, we've got a couple people down here, actually three people from Victoria.
Oh, isn't that great, Karen? Well, and you're lucky you're going to be up here next week. You know, Karen, we have an Airedale, and that dog, Sophie, can sniff out anything. Like at Christmas time, there'd be packages with food, and when we wake up in the morning, they'd all be open, because that is really what they were in England. I think they were police dogs. Are certain breeds better than others at being nose dogs?
You know what? I am totally amazed. My English cockers have placed above, like, shepherds. And you would think shepherds are, you know, the end all. I've seen rescue beagles place, you know, mixed breeds place. So it's good for any dog. And what I like the most about it, and because I became a certified nosework instructor going through the training, is It's fun, period. The dog always wins. The dog never knows they don't win. And I love that. And I love seeing blind dogs do it, deaf dogs, handicapped dogs. It doesn't matter. They can all do it. And that's why I've jumped into this sport. So,
and do you see a smile on the dog's face?
Oh, my gosh. They love doing this because they're with their owners and they're having, they're inherent. If they were left alone and we weren't around, they would be hunting for their food. And it's all started with food rewards. So some with toys for rewards, but the majority is food reward. And it's so much fun to watch. So as far as the Sniffinar goes, if people want to attend, they can contact me at thecaninetutor@hotmail.com, and I can give them the details. And that is T-H-E, the letter K, the number 9, tutor, T-U-T-O-R, @hotmail.com. So I'll be up there next. I arrive Friday, but I've got a couple of classes I'm doing on Saturday, so probably would try to do it Saturday afternoon or Sunday morning, depending on the availability of people. So.
Okay, Karen, I got to take a break here, but we'll be coming back and we'll talk more about the Canine Tutor and your experience with animals. Back in a minute.
The best-selling compact car on the planet just got better. The next-generation Toyota Corolla is now in at Metro Toyota. Its sporty new appearance, handling, and increased power make it more fun to drive. The Toyota Corolla Eco model now gets a jaw-dropping 61 miles per gallon, giving it the best fuel mileage in the country for a compact gas car. The 2014 Toyota Corolla at Metro Toyota. It's like no other Corolla before.
Who could ask for anything more? Metro Lexus Toyota!
Douglas, across from Mayfair.
Feel like walking today, Mom?
Maybe tomorrow. My toe will be better then.
Foot pain. How would it affect your daily activities? Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry is dedicated to the prevention and correction of foot pain due to bunions and hammer toes. Dr. Cornwell specializes in making the foot function, feel, and look better. Get back your life, have great feet again, and do away with foot pain.
Why did I wait so long to find a treatment?
Through innovation and care, Dr. Glenn Cornwell Podiatry puts your best foot forward. Call 386-9353.
Hi, we're the Three Tenors.
He's kidding. We can't sing at all.
But you'll be singing when you buy your new flooring from Tenor Tile. Tenor Tile are the leaders in ceramic tile, and they have the largest selection on Vancouver Island, including various styles of porcelain, glass, and natural stone.
They also carry hardwoods and laminates, and they'll match any competitor's price.
A one, a two, a three.
Tenor Tile!
Sing the praises of Tenor Tile on Garbley Road, just off Bridge Street. Online at tenortile.ca.
Let's not quit our day jobs.
Are you prepared? Earthquakes, floods, storms, power outages. Total Prepare has you covered.
Emergency food supply, survival kits, long-term water storage and filtration.
Total Prepare is Vancouver Island's source for emergency preparedness products and self-reliant solutions with quality 72-hour emergency kits, 1 week to 1 year family survival kits, 25-year shelf life food supply, including gluten-free and more. All available in Victoria. Visit totalprepare.ca. Totalprepare.ca.
We are back with Karen Eby, the K9 tutor. That's K and a 9 tutor, and you can contact her about her Sniffinar back here in Victoria next weekend. Now, Karen, you know, you've always loved animals, starting with cats way back in the day, and then the dogs. Of course, I think it's English Cockers, and you're a breeder as well.
Yes. I don't breed very often, but I'm very selective. I'm on my fifth generation of dogs now. I only breed when I need a dog. My main purview with the Canine Tutor is I do private obedience lessons at people's homes. Favorite thing to do is to get puppies started the right way. And people are always amazed that in one session, an hour and a half to 2 hours, I can teach you everything you need to know about raising a good puppy. But I also, unfortunately, I have to deal with dogs with issues. That's what I do. So... but I'm totally passionate about it. I know I've saved some dogs from ending up in the SPCA and so, or at the shelter unwanted. So that's why I do what I do.
And Karen, how did you fall so in love with dogs and get this great passion? Where did that come from?
Well, my husband got me my first English Cocker as a lap dog, and he used to hunt. Well, he still does. We both do. And I looked at him and I went, well, these dogs hunt. I'd like to try that. So I took that dog to become the first master hunter female in the breed. ever. She's in the history books in our breed. Then I had the second one, and I found out that I just had a knack for training dogs. 5 years into it, I found out that my grandfather and his brother could train dogs to do anything. So I truly feel it was a gift that needed to be brought out of me, and I absolutely love it. I mean, my full weekend till the end of April is all dog stuff right now, and every Thursday I teach 4 canine nose work classes with one of my teachers. Monday I go to classes, so it's just everything I do is surrounded like by dogs. But my husband and I both have a love of dogs, so
but you know, Karen,
I thank him every day.
Yeah, and it's so neat when you find your passion, and you know, at this stage in your life, that this is your not career, but it is your passion, and you're so wonderful. Like, if anybody needs a dog training, Karen is amazing. And if you want to know about breeds or what kind of dog to get, anything, you know, you're the expert on that for sure.
Well, they can contact me anytime. You know, I've been in English Cockers since 1988, and I've been in the hunt test since then. As a matter of fact, too, I've got a new first for me. I got asked to judge a nose work trial, my very first one. It's UK through the UKC, which is a different venue than I'm in. And they're flying me to Montana at the beginning of April to judge one. So,
well, look at that,
totally
lady.
Excited.
So cool. Now, have you met my new dog, Taco, yet?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. When you were up, that's right. She's pretty good, but she was, you know, from, we got her as a rescue dog, so don't really know her history. And she still tends to kind of, you know, get a little bit shy sometimes. She must have been, you know, hit, I would think. What kind of stuff can you do for an animal that you don't know their history or, you know, she's really loving and we just are crazy about her?
I will tell you, first and foremost, I had one of my dogs that was very environmentally sensitive. Don't know why. The three brothers are totally, you know, social. I started her in nose work 2.5 years ago. And if you'd asked anybody in my class that I have the dog I have today, I mean, the last trial, we're at level 3, we're at the highest. Her tail was wagging in between the trials. And I was in tears because it had been 2.5 years of working with this dog. So nose work is a good confidence builder. The other thing, if your dog is shy, depending on, like, if it's shy when people come over,
and barks.
What I tend to do is, what I tend to do is have a high-value treat that you only use then, and the person coming in have that treat. Not look at the dog, not stare at the dog, throw a treat down to the dog. Not even looking at the dog. Then go sit down. If the dog comes to you, give the dog a treat. If it doesn't, don't worry about it. Just throw one occasionally. And what that does is they start to learn that dogs, people coming over are a good thing. You know, they associate people coming over with, oh, I'm getting treats. So
very,
you know,
good.
I tend to use soft treats so I can break little pieces off, you know, like those jerkies and stuff. So, or the little liver tidbits. Those are good too. So, but that's the key. Don't stare the dog in the eyes. Ignore the dog and wish you could have been there a couple weeks ago. I had a dog at the end of the leash, totally aggressive. And it was trying to bite me in that. And the people were so worried. And I walked in there, and I'm throwing treats on the floor. By the time I left there 2 hours later, that dog was my best friend.
Wow. So, Karen, we got to wrap it up here. Now, the Sniffinor, this is fun for dogs, right? They like to have a job. They
absolutely
like to do stuff
fun.
With you.
Absolutely. That's all it is fun. And I show you how to start the game. And the dogs love it because it's reward-based.
Okay, so if you want to know more, you can get a hold of me, lifestylewithpattymack.com. I'll always love to hear about you, your stories about you, my radio and real estate website. Karen, also, you can contact me about Karen, but she's also at the K9 Tutor. That is a K and a 9 Tutor. And Karen, nice talking to you. Hope to see you next week, kid.
Okay, sounds great.
Have a great
Thanks
day.
A
and TJ, have
you
a wonderful
too.
Holiday. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.